When the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources encouraged people this summer to practice safe boating, they weren't talking about wearing your life vest. They meant taking steps to avoid getting an STD.
Always practice safe boating. Don't infect Utah's lakes and streams with a skiff-transmitted disease. Invasive mussels start out as microscopic villagers.
The STD implicated in these ads is actually a family of freshwater mussels, zebra and quagga mussels, that have found their way into Utah's lakes where they reproduce rapidly and cause a lot of problems.
They had one of their biologists come and meet with us and give us a lot of history on the issue, you know, where the quagga and zebra mussels came from and how they've been moving their way across the United States and moving west.
That's Christina Davis, an account manager at Penna Powers, an advertising firm in Salt Lake City. The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources asked her for help communicating the problem of invasive mussels in Utah.
They really let us know that the mussels, these invasive mussels destroy fisheries. They pollute shorelines and recreation areas. They damage boats and equipment and ultimately cost the state millions of dollars to control.
Kenny Hammond is a senior art director at Penna Powers. In what may have been the most hilarious, irreverent, and pun-filled creative meeting for a DWR public service announcement, Hammond and his team came up with the STD of the Sea campaign, comparing invasive quagga and zebra mussels to sexually transmitted diseases passed from lake to lake by careless boaters not using proper protection.
We knew that anglers and people that were involved with wildlife were probably already educated on that. So we knew we needed to talk to more of the casual type boater, the people that are out there water skiing and wakeboarding. And, you know, they're out there to enjoy themselves and on a weekend to get away from it all. So we needed a message that didn't come forth so authoritative, that is a little more fun for them and that would get them to stop and listen and maybe take a look at a flyer a second time, maybe even get a laugh.
One of the things that the Division of Wildlife told us when we first met with them is that they've been out and educating people about this for years, but boaters have been seeing the same signs and the same pictures and the same words for years now, and they had kind of just become deaf to it. They were just ignoring it. So coming at it from a new, fresh angle was something that was really important.
In the video for the campaign, there are some odd choices of lakes to include on the map. In addition to Utah Lake and Lake Powell, there's Amy Lake, Ashley Lake, Allen Lake, and Matt Warner Reservoir. These are not the most famous bodies of water in Utah. Hammond says that the personal names of some of Utah's lakes actually clued them into the STD idea. Like, you wouldn't want Allen to spread quagga mussels to Ashley. But seriously, there's an intimacy to water that's part of what works about the campaign, cheeky as it may be.
That's what we were trying to at least convey, is that you gotta, if you love these bodies of water and you love boating and you love water skiing and all these things, then you should take care to clean your boat.
Obviously, the Division of Wildlife Resources liked the idea because they ran the campaign all summer. But I asked Hammond how it went over when he first presented the idea to the division.
In my experience with client meetings, it was one of the best client meetings I've ever had. I think they felt like we had delivered on exactly what they had asked for, because they had asked for something that would break through the clutter, something that would get people to start listening. And I think this campaign delivered on exactly the points and the goals that they wanted to accomplish.
So is it working?
You know, most of what we've had is really kind of anecdotal feedback and evidence. We haven't had the opportunity to go out and do a survey or anything like that to measure the results. But what we're hearing anecdotally is just that people are remembering it. It's standing out to them and that they're remembering it. When the news media covers the invasive mussels problem in Utah, we hear them saying STD of the sea. And so that's kind of stuck with them, too. It's kind of, again, it's kind of a funny thing to be able to say. And so as far as that goes, we're looking at that as being a success.
I know sometimes, just to get people to listen, sometimes you have to be a little irreverent and kind of push the boundaries to get people to listen. And we knew that this was an important issue, and we needed to get people to pay closer attention to it.
Well, congratulations, and thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
That was Christina Davis and Kenny Hammond from the Office of Penna Powers in Salt Lake City, the brain children behind the STD of the Sea campaign to raise awareness about invasive freshwater mussels in Utah. It's extremely difficult to clean up an infected body of water once it's been infected by these mussels. So the Division of Wildlife Resources is focused on preventing their spread to uninfected lakes. The message is pretty simple. Clean all the mud and lake gunk off your boat when you pull it out of the water. Drain everything that can be holding water on your boat, like ballast tanks or bilges. And then let your boat completely dry out before putting it back in the water. Right now, the infestation is limited to Lake Powell in Utah, and hopefully the STD of the Sea campaign can scare boaters into keeping the rest of the state clean.
Together, we can stop the spread of invasive mussels.
For The Source, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.